Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, Lagos, welcome back right here on the Morning Crossfire. We're meant to have two officials of the App-Based Transporters Association of Nigeria, what do you call the Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transporters Association of Nigeria. Should I use the acronym? I don't know. We love that in this part of the world. The ex-officio and ex-officio for media and spokesman of the union. We also were expecting to have the chairman Southwest Zone of the union. We hear they're stuck in traffic, and unfortunately they're not able to join us at this time. So we'll try and reach out to them via the phone and see what happens, if it's possible they can join us via the phone, but let's see what happens. Anyway, I'm sure you're aware of the issues between, if you've not heard it, well, be now aware that there are some issues between the Lagos State Government and the e-hailing apps. What am I saying? How is this happening to me? E-hailing apps. The government put out a statement some days ago, which I have in my possession. The e-hailing apps like Uber and Co., particularly Uber, I think that's where the difficulty is. The drivers are saying they're going to go on strike, or go on the protests because they feel that they're being victimized. I saw some post where one of the Uber drivers was saying that officials of Lagos State Ministry of Transportation look for clandestine ways to catch them. You know, maybe when they're around the secretariat area, they'll book them, and then when they book them, they book them into a compound or something that belongs to the government. And when they get there, they just catch them, arrest them and all that. There's some issue to do with an API, where the government wants the API access, something like that. I'm not going to go into technicalities, but to technical details, but that's just about it. And the company, or the companies or the persons involved, have said this is what we are doing, this is what we've done. The government has also come out to speak. We'll look at all that this morning right here. But if you're aware of this issue, what are your thoughts on it? We'd like to hear from you. There are reports of e-hailing, what am I doing? E-hailing drivers in Lagos State, Uber, like some of you call them, threatening to stage a protest over this is a data sharing agreement. All right, so there's an impasse, a stalemate in that data sharing agreement between the Lagos State Government and Uber Technologies System Nigeria Limited. In fact, what we are seeing is that the small ones, those little Suzukis, is a scheme, in partnership with Uber by a company set up by some young Nigerians called Move, and they've been doing quite well. Great idea, brilliant idea. They partnered with Uber to come up with that thing called Move. I hope I got it right, because that's what I read some a couple of years ago, So those ones have been the target, because those ones you can see that they are under Uber or they work with Uber, The private guys who don't have any logo, any mark to distinguish them, may not be, it's not easy to tell. But those ones in particular, I think they've been the highest recipient of these actions by government, where officials of the Ministry of Transportation will book them or hide in the corner and wait for them and catch them. Just like the Nigerian government arrested the Binance guys. Anyway, but we have to tell the government side of the story, so we'll look at that later. According to a report, so it's simply a data sharing issue. Government wants access to the API or the back end, whichever it is. You tech bros and techies understand this better. And maybe the company is saying, okay, this is where we stand, and there's a stalemate on impasse. Now, according to some reports, the Lagos State Government had warned the ride-sharing company that they have to comply, they have to comply with the agreement bordering on the integration of the API. API stands for Application Program Interface, all right? This is what they write. It's what is set up to be able to make their softwares and everything work. If you have access to it, you can access the data and all that kind of thing. All right. Tech Bros and Texas, forgive me, all right? So the API enables real-time data sharing, all right, for government monitoring and accountability during active trips. So government wants to have access to their back end, access to their data, access to, you know, their database. However, Uber, okay, or let me say, those who are under Uber, those members of the Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transporters of Nigeria, are claiming that the company has been sharing its data with the government through what they call a secure and automated platform for some time now. But they were not clear about the requirements for this real-time data sharing. All right? And I'm going to read a statement by the Lagos State Commissioner for Transportation. But these Uber drivers are lamenting. They're saying that the State Ministry of Transportation's enforcement team has been impounding the vehicles, you know, stopping their members from operating, arresting them on the way, you know, and all that, booking spoof Uber rides just to arrest them, you know. So that's the issue. I don't know what your thoughts are. I'd like to hear from you. Because I'd like to know if you think maybe the method employed by the state government is a bit too clandestine for your liking. I don't know. Or you think, yes, you know, the government needs to have the access to the database of Uber so they can protect us, so they can monitor what these companies are doing. Now, according to the report that we received, the spokesperson for the union, who we're expecting on the program, said that members of the Ministry of Transportation's enforcement team make what they call bait requests on the app, and then they catch the drivers and seize their vehicles when they arrive. All right, and they have an ultimatum. They issued an ultimatum to the Lagos State government to expire, which was meant to expire on March 25. That was 2 days ago. That if the government does not stop this particular kind of action, that they'll go on protest. Following which, should the government fail to end the seizure of their vehicles, of members' vehicles, they may go on strike. All right. Now, this is what they said. Quote, what the government is saying is that it is Uber that committed the offense, according to them, because they cannot get them because the company does not have an office and you're collecting tax from them and operating license, and for any company to operate, you must have the address. And that became a surprise to us. I'm just quoting what the spokesperson said. It says, how can a government say Uber doesn't have an office it couldn't trace a company to? Or how can a government say Uber doesn't have an office it couldn't trace a company to? And because of that, they started to impound vehicles of our drivers. So I guess you understand what the spokesperson is saying, that for Lagos State government to impound the vehicle of drivers, are they saying they don't know the office of Uber? Why are they arresting we, the drivers, who have nothing to do with the company? Why don't you go to their office and maybe if you want to seal it off, you want to arrest people, why should we, the drivers, be suffering? That's what they are saying. All right. We'll put the officials of the union on very shortly, but your thoughts are welcome. All the numbers we usually advertise, 0700-993-993-993. We also have, if you find it difficult getting through to us using that number, which has been down for some time, 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. That's an alternative line for your calls this morning. I want to read a statement from the Lagos State Ministry of Transportation, or should I say Lagos State Government. Now, this is what it says. The Lagos State Ministry of Transportation has noted with dismay the misinformation on various social media channels on the data sharing agreement between the government and the e-hailing platforms operating in the state. It says, for the avoidance of doubt, all the e-hailing companies agreed to the importance of this venture to secure the safety of this venture to security and safety in the state. and each company has independently signed an agreement fully committing to its implementation. It says, therefore, we affirm our unwavering commitment to ensuring complete compliance with these measures. You're saying all the e-hailing companies signed up to the agreement, data sharing agreement between Lagos State Government and them, and themselves. Now, it says, the API integration was instituted to establish a reliable driver and passenger verification platform, which will enable the government to ensure, or enable the government to ensure that the e-hailing services company comply with necessary background checks while vehicle inspections and driver licensing requirements. The API integration, this is what the government is saying, was instituted to establish a reliable driver and passenger verification platform. That's the government wants to verify the drivers and passengers using the services of the e-hailing apps. All right? Which will enable the government to ensure that e-hailing services comply with necessary background checks, vehicle inspections, and driver licensing requirements. Okay. All right. Now, the government continues. This will significantly reduce the risk of unauthorized or unqualified individuals operating as drivers, unauthorized or unqualified, enhancing the overall safety and trustworthiness of the e-hailing platforms. The government continues, by prioritizing the safety and security of drivers and passengers, this collaboration will play a vital role in transforming Lagos into a city with a more reliable and trusted transportation network. Now, the government said, and I quote, we wish to state that APIs are not new and there should be no fears about real-time tracking of users, considering the existing practices of digital platforms such as Google, Instagram, Facebook, and even Netflix. With their tracking practices, these social media channels already track users' real-time locations through their various services, enabling them to push location-specific content to users. Okay, so what the government is saying is it's all about security and safety. And then standards, I won't add that. Okay? It's all about security and safety. All this push for the companies to give them access to their API and to their data. It's all about security and safety. They want to ensure that the e-hailing services comply with background checks, vehicle inspection, driver license requirements, so that we can provide a safe environment for the passengers and the drivers. Okay? Safety and security, that's what he's saying. I want to put our guest on the line. I think he's ready for us, so let's quickly put him on the air. He's an official of the association or the union. So for you listening, do you believe when the government says all about security and safety, or do you feel there's something else that maybe we're not being told? I'd like to hear from you. Hopefully we have the Commissioner for Transportation on the program because he deserves a right of reply after this program. Josie Olawale Adaraniwo, he's an ex-officio and media spokesperson for the union, Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transporters of Nigeria. Josie, good morning to you. You're muted, so kindly unmute yourself.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Kofi.
All right.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Very well, thank you. I need you to turn your camera a bit to your left so we can see you in the middle of the picture because you seem like you're just in one corner.
Okay, is it fine now?
Yes, it is better. It is better. What issue do you e-hailing app drivers have with the Lagos State Government? Because they're saying that they want access to the API, the back end of these e-hailing apps, to provide security and safety to you and to me.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Kofi. Good morning to all app-based transporters of Nigeria that are on the street at this time. What the Lagos State Government is asking about or talking about, it is not really out of point. You will recall in 2019 that the Lagos State Government embarked on the regulation of the regulation framework for the e-hailing activities in Lagos. And as much as I know, we were part of that process, that is the union were part of that process during that time. And part of the requirement that was listed in that regulation guidelines was that the application company will provide their API to the government. And this is in line with what you have read out as regard to security and the safety of both drivers and riders, which is actually in line. And we support this. Part of the regulation also says that the government and the app platform and the union will form a synergy that will continue to talk on issue that affect e-hailing. Where we have we're not really happy about that, we have a bit of dissatisfaction, is the method upon which the government has initiated this enforcement. We are not in any way against the enforcement, but we are saying that if we're on the seat during this regulation, it is expected that the government recognizes the union, because our interest is to provide, is to protect our members' interests, and as well as provide the necessary welfare for them. But the way the government embarked on this, we were totally taken aback on the way the regulation was set up. We are expecting that as a government, they have responsibility to protect the interest of all the citizens. Yes, you also have responsibility to protect the drivers as well. It is expected of you to reach out in writing to the union that, an enforcement is about to take place. An enforcement is about to take place to effect the regulation that Uber, the union, and the government signed on to. Therefore, we will have to call on our member ahead of time to inform them of this and take action on it. But the way the government embark on requesting our member and on getting to their location or to their pickup location, you just find out that they impound their car. That was what we are frowned at. But fortunate enough, as I speak to you, I want to commend the Lagos State government, particularly the governor Sanwo-Olu, for his good initiative as a listing governor. Reading on the pages of newspapers, our call to him that these activities is not in accordance with what with how government should effect their enforcement. And on Monday, not surprising anyway, the government called on our member to Lagos State Ministry of Transport, and all those cars that were impounded were released without collecting a dime from them. And this is what we are talking to. What we are talking about when it comes to collaboration between platforms and government and the union.
Okay. So what was the issue that led to your vehicles being impounded? Is it the e-hailing apps did not allow government access to their API, or did not allow the API integration or data sharing?
Okay, what the government is actually talking about is that all application companies in Nigeria, in Lagos, should provide their API.
Did they refuse to do that?
Yes, as you know, Uber particularly, mm-hmm. are the one in this conversation. Mm-hmm. And I see no reason why Uber, who signed up to this agreement, are not able to fulfill the agreement. And that is part of our dissatisfaction also. We also call on Uber during that statement.
What is Uber saying?
What Uber is saying is that they are actually providing the the API.
Okay, Jossie.
I think that back, yeah, part Jossie, of that return.
Hold the thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back to allow you to talk. Hold the thought, please. All right, welcome back. It's still the Morning Crossfire right here, 99.39 Info. We're ready to take your thoughts and your contributions. We still have an official from the e-hailing riders union, the officially known as Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transporters of Nigeria. Jossie Olawale Adaraniwon is the spokesperson of the organization. We're hoping to have you in the studio. Along with Kolawole, I know you're chairman, but maybe next time we'll do that. He joins us via video link 0700-993-993-993. Lagos State Government versus e-hailing apps. What is it all about? 0700-993-993-993-0201-465-7190-0201-465-7190. We have time to take your thoughts on those numbers. If you try to first line, it's not going through. We have an alternative line. We're opening it up to everyone. That's 0201-465-7190. And of course, WhatsApp number is available for just your messages. 0809597-5805. 0809597-5805. After our guest answers the next question, I'll take the first call and then we'll take some more calls subsequently. Also on Facebook and X, where we have a post so you can comment on those. Okay, Jossie, I was asking you and you were telling us what Uber's is saying. What is Uber's issue with the agreement or with the request government has made to them? Jossie? Yeah, kindly unmute yourself, please.
All right, thank you very much. The issue is that Uber refused to submit this API according to the government. Refused to submit their API to Lagos State government. And that is where the issue is coming from. You will know that, you will understand that this regulation is not meant for Uber alone. We have Bolt and InDrive and Reader and every other application that our members subscribe on.
Okay.
We're complying with this regulation. Mm-hmm. And it is a no fact that Uber is fond of this unnecessary, trying to boycott the process of government or not trying to work along with the government regulation. It is not just in Nigeria; it's happening in several places. One of the
That's your view.
Yeah, it's not my view. It's everywhere. They are fond of not trying to circumvent the process of law and what have you. And if other company can render this API to government, why is Uber not doing so? Why I say this is the fact that recently the union organized a program that actually want to curb this. Irregularity. We organized a program called a Digital Labor Worker Initiative that targeted on a national regulatory framework for both platform, the union, and the government. And Uber was invited, like every other application company in Nigeria, into Abuja there for us to look at all these things together. But unfortunately, Uber did not make representation in that place. In that workshop, the Ministry of Transport, Federal Ministry of Transport, the Ministry of Transport was there. The other officials of government were there. The Ministry of Labor and Productivity was there. Bolt was there. Reader was there. InDriver was there. And we are talking about how we can have a framework that addresses. That addresses the issue and welfare on security, welfare of the driver and the government taxes as well, and how to protect the application company, because the application company, the e-hailing transport in Nigeria is not well regulated. And you could see that it is one of the reasons why the Lagos State government cannot really lay hands on Uber, because the system of e-hailing, it is on the internet. It is an online business.
All right.
It is not something that Lagos State alone can stop the activities of Uber because it will affect them in other states. So that is where the problem is coming from.
Okay, you're saying that if Lagos State government, and the last sentence I don't understand. Can you expatiate on that? You talk about other states and all that.
Yeah, what I'm saying in essence is that now Lagos State is trying to implement a law on regulation against Uber. But because of the, there are ways that you can stop this thing, stop the Uber accessibility online. And it is only NCC that can do this. It is only the federal government that have access to do all of that. And for them to do this, it will affect Uber activities in other states.
Okay.
Probably where they have complied with a regulation or not. But that is the problem. That is the problem. And that is why we are calling for a national regulatory framework whereby the government of all the Ministry of Transport in other states,
all right,
the union and the platforms will be in this.
I want to ask you, Jossie, very interesting suggestion you've made, but the Lagos State government says this is all about safety and security, prioritizing the safety and security of drivers and passengers. I want to ask you, as a union, or you personally, as an e-hailing app driver, yes, the networks, the platforms, the major ones. Let's just look at maybe Uber and Bolt, for instance. Yeah, do they prioritize driver security and safety? Do they also prioritize passenger security and safety?
Do you have checks,
things you put in place, maybe even before you become a driver, and then you have also things in place that can aid the passengers to feel more safe and secure?
You cannot completely rule out the fact that when Uber came, this was prioritized. But today, I can tell you categorically that all of those processes has been overtaken by the event of competition. And because of rivalry between one application company or the other to actually get more driver to their side, this security measure and the process of coming into the system has actually been pluralized. And because of this, what the government is talking about is actually right. And even the union on our own, we are taking that initiative as a union to profile our drivers asking every drivers in Nigeria to ensure that they register with the union and be able to get their unique identification number, which is a unique identification number that identify you as a bona fide driver. And this part of the effort of the union is also tailored towards security and confidence.
Okay, so I want to ask you, in your opinion, what way will the Lagos State government provide safety for e-hailing app drivers and passengers beyond what the companies are providing right now and what the drivers are doing based on this API integration agreement or data sharing agreement, you know, that was signed?
The Lagos State government cannot actually provide security measure. It is the responsibility of the government to say these are the guidelines that you must follow as a platform. You understand? And that part of the implementation in that guideline is what the government, that has to do with security and safety, is what the government want Uber to comply with.
Okay, so have you seen the guidelines? Have you seen the guideline or the agreement? Are you aware of them?
Like I told you, in 2019, this guideline was there. You can go to you. I have access to. I don't have it on my laptop.
The data sharing agreement. So based on that guideline, what exactly will? That's why I asked you. How will that, move the data sharing, and show how Lagos State Government use the data they get to protect you as a driver, and me as a passenger. Beyond what now, you, the drivers, are doing amongst yourself and what the apps are doing.
Now, how the data sharing will help Lagos State and the application company to see to the protection of the rider and the passenger, what have you, that you are saying, is that once, I will give you an example.
Based on the agreement or the information you say you have available that you've seen since 2019,
yes, based on the regulation and the guidelines. Yeah. The Lagos State has set out these guidelines that this is what you must follow. And for Lagos State to understand that Uber is following this guideline, the need to share this API, the real-time API with Lagos State, it become imperative.
I'm asking you, how will they share? What? Okay, you told me, you guys, you're asking us to come register, get an ID card, get a number. It's simple to understand. When this API integration is real-time data sharing is live between Uber and the Lagos State Government, in what way will that the Lagos State Government use that information based on the agreement you've seen since 2019? In what way the Lagos State Government use that information to protect the drivers and the riders?
Now, the real-time data sharing, how the Lagos State will be able to use that is that Lagos State on their own, I believe they have a monitoring interface that's supposed to monitor the activities of the movement and the activities of drivers or anybody that is online, and at the same time, when there is an emergency, the government can initiate their response. The security apparatus to cater for this process or to cater for whoever is in emergency. Let me give you a very good example. In 2020, myself, I'm talking to you, I was involved in an emergency on Top Mainland Bridge, wherein the rider I was carrying on inside my car jumped into the Top Mainland Bridge. It jumped into the Top Mainland Bridge. And unfortunate for me, and fortunately enough, I was in the scene of the police where police parked their car. I make several attempts to call on Uber, but Uber was not able to respond to me on time. And I believe that if Lagos State government is having access to this API, and at a click of a button, I can reach out to Lagos State government. Mm-hmm. I believe strongly that will also, in a way, will have assisted me in a way where I was actually.
How are you going to, at a click of a button, reach out to Lagos State government?
These are processes that can be that I believe that because the integration. Because people, these are processes that believe that the integration.
Which government agency?
They have solved.
Yeah, excuse me, yeah, Jesse. Which government agency will you reach out to at the click of a button? Because I'm trying to read the mind of Lagosians who maybe have had one emergency or the other in their homes, in their communities, in the area, that has nothing to do with Uber, and they've tried to reach out to the authorities for help, and people came maybe hours later. So I want to know, is it that the click of the button will call an emergency center? Because some of the apps, I think even Uber has an emergency feature. Uber has a feature where you can store your closest persons. You can even inform them when you're moving. It will send them a message that you're moving, and they can even track your movement. And then there's a feature where I think you can even call the local emergency number You can call it.
Okay.
That is simple to do. It's easy to do. You don't need real-time, you know, a data API control to be able to do that.
Mr. Kofi, I'm still
waiting for you to tell me.
Mr. Kofi, there's a point you are not getting.
That's why I want to help you.
I am not talking on behalf of the government.
I know.
I am talking as a middle person between the platform.
I never said you're talking on behalf of government.
Yeah, I'm not talking on behalf of the government.
I didn't say
so. I'm talking on the area that have to do with how it is related to the protection of our members. You know, you understand? And if the government says that this is the law, and this is the, and for you as a business to operate, particularly your organization have a regulation. And if you are not following the regulation of your of the body that is established to look on your activities, I think what you are doing,
Jossie.
I can't speak in that area.
Have you heard of the term data protection before?
Of course, I have.
Do you think that is global standard for government to have access to every and any information about my private life? There's something called data protection. And I read Lagos State Government. That's why maybe a commissioner will come and then maybe help us understand, because there are a lot of things that maybe we're taking and we don't understand it. But the thing is this, even Apple, even Google and all these companies refuse to give the American government access to all their data, because there's something called data privacy.
Mm-hmm.
My personal information, I don't know if that is part of what maybe Uber has, and of course the government, they've also said their part. That's why, in order not to misunderstand this thing, I was asking if you're aware, since you have access, I've not seen the agreement. Maybe I'll reach out to somebody in the Ministry of Translation. If you're aware of how exactly that real-time data sharing, everything that happens...
In my opinion, you should have brought Uber into this conversation alongside with the Lagos State
Government. No, the Lagos State Commissioner for Transport was meant to come this week, but later we got some word that he may not make it. And then I got sent that press statement, which I read almost everything, but so you don't know. You are saying you don't know how exactly the government is going to use this real time data sharing to protect the drivers and the riders.
How the government intend to use this real data sharing is in the area of protection of life and security.
Okay.
They understand that part of the information that they are asking Uber to share with them. Not the entirety of every confidential information that I have to do.
Let's leave that, because of course I'm asking you to do the impossible. You're not a government official. You're just representing riders. Has the government stopped, as a Ministry of Translation official, have they stopped arresting and confiscating the vehicles of your members?
Yes. On Monday, like I said earlier, we got a call from the MOT. Our Lagos State Council of the Union got a call, and they swiftly moved to Alausa there and have this discussion with them. Right. And they were able to release all those cars. Right. And we are also asking Uber to compensate the driver that have suffered in this, as a result of this, because Uber was the one that have this infraction, and it is not our drivers. Mm. And I see no reason why the other party who is not an offender should be suffering the cost of the offense that the other person has committed.
Absolutely, I agree with you. On who should not suffer, not about a compensation. I don't have a view on that. But Jossie, thank you. Let's take a next call. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kofi. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Yes, Kofi. I really appreciate this topic this morning. This is Engineer Opera calling you at the moment from Liasi Road in country area.
Yeah, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, just very, very quickly, please.
Yeah. I also want to greet my brother.
Engineer, we don't want to do all that. What is your contribution aside from the greetings?
Okay, what I'm saying is this. In the first place, the impoundment of drivers' cars is unacceptable by anybody. If Lagos State has any issue with any of these e-hailing companies, they should go to them and iron out their issue, because the cars they're impounding is not owned by any of these platforms. It's not owned by Uber, Bolt, or whatever they call them. So, in the first place, I would even say to sue the MOT for arresting the drivers, because they're not about.
All right. Thank you.
About the problem happening.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my brother. Okay,
thank
so
you.
Sue the Minister of Transportation is what he's saying. I don't know what Jossie thinks about it. Hello, good morning. Okay, Jossie, we have to go. I want to thank you so very kindly for your time. So your protest is no longer holding. You're not going to strike again. Everything has been solved for now. Your drivers are free to move around. That's what you're saying. Go around their business.
Yeah, basically that is what is going on. Sorry to all our members who are on the streets. I actually want to call on you.
We're out of time.
To try as much as possible.
Thank you, Jossie.
To abide by the rules and regulations
thank you,
of
Jossie.
Transportation in Lagos.
Thank you very much.
And also sign up to our website to register your yourself.
Thank you very much.
We also have a welfare program.
We have to go.
CNG.
We have to go. Jossie Olawale Adewa. Oh my God! Thank you.
This is an infomercial. Have you ever dreamed of creating videos that captivate and inspire? Are you in search of that perfect space where your visual ideas can flourish? Or perhaps you're on the lookout for a venue that'll add a touch of magic to your events? Look no further. At We Entertainment Production Limited, we're not just a media production company. We're your gateway to bringing visions to life. Nestled in the heart of Lekki, Lagos, we offer an oasis for creators like you. Whether it's TV or film production, event coverage that captures every memorable moment, commercial that resonate, breathtaking music videos, the artistry of photography, or content that engages. We have it all. Plus, with our state-of-the-art studio rentals, you're equipped with professional-grade gear from the get-go. At We Entertainment Production Limited, we believe in doing beautiful things. This is our promise to you. Get in touch today. Call us at 0908-826-5049. 0908-826-5049. Or email info@web.ng. That is, in capital letters, info@web.ng. We Entertainment Production Limited, where beautiful things happen.
All right, Jossie Olawale Adaraniwon, media and spokesperson for the Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transporters of Nigeria. Thank you very kindly for time this morning. It's been a pleasure having you.
All right, Mr. Kofi, see that you are trying to rush me off the.
Yes, we don't have time.
Your program.
You can use
just
WhatsApp.
Give me 50 seconds.
We're out of time.
Just give me 50 seconds.
We don't have 50 seconds. We're out of time.
To try as much as possible to sign up to the welfare program of the union, the CNG program, as an alternative means of fueling.
Thank you very much.